Psalm 100 this evening. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Gratitude is not a spiritual or moral desert that we may take or push away according to the whims of the moment. Gratitude is the very bread and meat of spiritual and moral health. Nor is gratitude a general virtue floating around on the periphery of personality. It is absolutely central, basic, and decisive in our life. The success, continuity, and climax of nations and individuals is determined by the sovereignty of God. Gratitude is the determining factor with that sovereignty. What was the seed of disintegration that corrupted the heart of the ancient world beyond remedy, where God gave it up to wallow in its own filth? What was it but ingratitude? Romans 1:21 says this, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. The unexcelled genius of William Shakespeare never was more brilliantly and impressively revealed than when he condensed the oldest sin to three words. Julius Caesar, on the Ides of March, is being stabbed to death in the Senate near the statue of his great enemy, Pompey. Among the assassins, Caesar sees Brutus, whom he had befriended when none but Caesar would have befriended him. Looking at him, Caesar says, "Thou too, Brutus?" Ingratitude is the basic sin of the world. It is the basic sin of youth. It's the basic sin of middle age and of old age, with those rare and beautiful exceptions. Old age finds little for which to be thankful. Now I want you to go to Psalms 105, page or so over in your Bible. Psalms 105. Look at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Those are very important thoughts for each one of us. What we are going to do now is, and we don't have that many here, but I want each one of you that would like to respond by sharing something that you are thankful for. Every one of us We should have a list. But I just want you to share one thing of something that you are very thankful for. This is the praise part of our service. Then we'll go over and eat the pie.